Austin, we talked yesterday on the air about the governor's latest emergency order. He held a press conference yesterday with other elected leaders. What were their main messages?
Well, Kirsten, Dow Constantine, the King County executive, said, "We are at a critical moment in this crisis, that we are entering the phase of potentially rapid and widespread expansion." And he said it is time right now for people to assume that they and everyone they meet has been exposed and is potentially infected. I mean, those are really dramatic statements. The governor said this is bigger than all of us, and that if we are living a normal life right now, we are not doing our job as Washingtonians. So clearly the message from public health officials and from elected leaders is that these are dramatic times and they demand dramatic steps, and that we all have the power to try to, you know, bend this curve, flatten this, but that we need to be part of this collective effort, and that they are in no uncertain terms saying, do your part to the extent you can.
Right. And they're talking about social isolation and talking about really not meeting in groups of more than 10. That could be a problem for several state agencies, including the Department of Corrections, how they do business. There's a lot going on there.
There is. So the Department of Corrections already has two confirmed cases. One was a staff member at the Monroe Correctional Complex, which is one of the big prisons. And one was a staff member at headquarters down here in the Olympia area. Because of that case up at Monroe, nearly 400 low and medium security inmates in two housing units there are in semi-quarantine, so their movements are restricted. The entire agency has closed off its visitation program, so that obviously affects families. No more tour groups. Staff are being screened when they come to work at the facilities and at headquarters. They're encouraging telework where possible, but obviously you got to staff the prisons. And they're doing more cleaning and sanitizing of the facilities.
You still have got a lot of people in close quarters with the mandate of 6 feet apart for everyone. So that's really, there is a big concern about what's happening at state prisons, right?
There is. I mean, you're right. Tight quarters. Our state prisons, there are 12 of them, are running at about 99% capacity. It is very hard to practice social distancing. There's also things like the fact that hand sanitizer has alcohol in it, and that's contraband. The agency is saying there is access to hand washing stations. But what we saw happen yesterday is a group of advocacy groups, including Disability Rights Washington, ACLU, Columbia Legal Services, wrote letters to the governor and to the Secretary of Corrections saying it is not alarmist to believe the DOC could be facing many thousands of people infected with the virus if this were to get a toehold in one of the facilities or in the prison system. They are urging the governor to start releasing people early. They're saying all inmates 56 years and older, who they say pose a low risk to public safety, should be released immediately. They also want to see the release of anybody who is within 6 months of their release date, because they want to thin the population in these prisons. There's some family members who are saying all inmates who are 80 years and older, who are disproportionately African American, should be released immediately. So we may hear more and more calls for some early release and some efforts to try to mitigate the situation in the prisons.
And the Department of Corrections basically saying their hands are tied somewhat, right?
They are, but the groups are saying the governor should convene an emergency meeting of his pardons and clemency board and start looking at these options. And it's certainly a question that will be extending to the governor's office in the next day or so here.
So it's not just the Department of Corrections, Austin. There's also concern about the people who are under the care of the Department of Social and Health Services.
Right. They also run a number of institutions, state mental hospitals, the Special Commitment Center on McNeil Island, the residential habilitation facilities, four of them for people with developmental disabilities. Right now, DSHS is screening visitors, but they haven't banned them. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a change in that in the coming days. The chief medical officer for the agency says they're doing everything they can to keep the virus from entering their facilities. But again, you've got people, vulnerable people in close quarters in many of those institutions.
How can the Washington State Supreme Court be impacted by this?
Well, they are kind of going into sort of in between terms, if you will, but there was a order from the Chief Justice last night closing the Temple of Justice here in Olympia, which houses the Supreme Court, the Washington Law Library, until May. They canceled their oral arguments for this week, and they're kind of in a wait-and-see mode, but this is certainly, I mean, anywhere you look, you're seeing an impact across state government, across the courts, certainly across the private sector, but it's a public sector impact and a private sector impact.
All right. So much going on, Austin. Any idea of what might be next?
Well, I think we need to be very careful about speculating. I know there's been a lot of misinformation out there. It's something the governor's been on Twitter talking about. That said, I mean, we are seeing in the Bay Area, for instance, 7 million people being told to essentially shelter in place, to stay home for the time being. The governor does have the power to use the National Guard during a time of emergency. Might there be a situation where they start delivering meals or having a more visible role? We shall see. Could he escalate the restrictions? I mean, certainly he could. But I think that this is really it's a day-by-day thing. We'll keep asking the questions. They'll keep holding news conferences. But I think the expectation should be that this is going to be several weeks of disruption at minimum.
All right, Austin, thanks so much.
You're welcome.